This season of Lent into Easter always leaves me with an ache in my heart. I ache as I sit in the heart-wrenching tension between what is now and what is not yet. This year my heart has been even more tender than usual. It is tender with an ache of longing for God to fulfill His promise to make all things new. It is tender with an ache of longing for God to return and set all things right. It is tender with an ache of longing for God. We have sat in silent mourning through Lent, grieving our sin and our broken world and longing for Messiah. We have rejoiced in exultation on Easter, celebrating Christ's victorious defeat over sin and death. Now we wake up to a world that is still sinning, still broken, still dying. We trust, on our best days, that Jesus' defeat of sin and death really happened, that God will not forget any of His promises, that God's Spirit truly dwells inside of us, and our hearts ache. We are filled, more on some days than on others, with an aching, homesick kind of longing for what is still to come. This is good. This is as it should be. We should not be satisfied with this world in its brokenness. We should not be satisfied with ourselves in our sinful nature. We should not be satisfied to be physically separated from God. Listen to this ache, for we are not yet home. Let yourself feel this tenderness fully. We should allow this ache in our hearts to spur us on to seek God more, to love God more, to love those around us more, to do all we can to bring His kingdom to rule on earth. It is good to have seasons in which your heart is more tender, in which that longing ache is closer to the surface. It simply means the end is not yet here. On the day when our earth is made new, when heaven and earth are joined together, when Jesus descends from the clouds and we run into His arms, on the day when God will dwell with us and we will be His people, on that day, this ache we feel will melt away. We shall be home. For now, learn to be still and truly feel this ache in your heart. Let it draw you closer into the arms of the One who will someday heal you completely. You can trust Him. Easter has already come.